So who are we in the gospel? Who are we in the gospel? Are we the dishonest, selfish, short-sighted judge who tries to protect himself? He has no fear of God. He has no concern for others. He has no respect for his fellow man. Or are we the poor widow looking for help, seeking justice? Probably we don't want to be either. But think about who the widow really is. Is it the person at the exit ramp asking for help? Or the person in front of Myers asking for help? Or is it the people in Gaza who do not have enough food or water? Or the person without work? Or the person fighting addictions? The bigger question is how do we respond to those in need? How do we respond to those seeking help? The good news, I suppose, in the gospel is the judge acts. He acts and helps the woman in need, not out of love and compassion, but to get her off his back. But his act is a step of compassion. His acts are a step of conversion. So let's ask ourselves, how do we respond when we see a need? When a call comes to help, do we give, do we serve, or do we turn our back? The Saints and Scholars campaign is an opportunity to support Catholic education. It's a call to help. It's a call to sacrifice. It's an opportunity to recognize a need and to respond in love. But here's the real challenge in the gospel. Listen again to Jesus' last question at the end of the gospel. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? When Jesus comes to call us home to heaven, will he find us to be a people who believe in sacrifice, a people who see the need for justice and respond with compassion? Will he find us to be people who reach out and to care for those who are needy among us? Will he find us to be people who believe in giving of our time, talent, and treasure? Will he find us to be people who believe in working for liberty and justice? Will he find us to be people who believe in equality? Will he find us to be people who live our faith by living and witnessing our belief in Jesus Christ? Let us remember the point of coming to Mass, the point of hearing God's words in the Scriptures, it is an opportunity to reflect on the words of Jesus, who speaks to us to give us guidance and instruction, and sometimes he challenges us. We come to take the words of Jesus to heart. We come to be energized by Jesus in the Eucharist. We come to grow in faith, to be strengthened to do good, so that we are living and witnessing the gospel. We do not want to be considered the dishonest judge. We do not want to be a whiny, needy person looking for help. No, we want to be people who recognize injustice when we see it, who have a change of heart. We want to be a people whose response is one of compassion and kindness, who gives a helping hand. We want to be the person who listens to Jesus, who gets his message, who grows in faith and lives it in love and sacrifice. Amen.